and some antipasti, and we'll see you back in 1 week for another Monday Night Generator on CILU 102.7 FM. Thanks for coming along. Have a good night.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Copperfin Credit Union, Northwestern Ontario's largest locally owned credit union. Experience the convenience of their mobile banking app and online financial solutions anywhere, anytime. Copperfin Credit Union, life forward. Sarah Curtin, your neighborhood realtor. She's on top of what's happening in Thunder Bay's market, and she'll help you buy or sell your home. Call or text her anytime at 632-3635 or find her online at sarahcurtin.com. The Walleye, the definitive source for information on music, food, art, and entertainment in Thunder Bay. This month's issue is on stands for free now. Find it around town or online and interactive at thewalleye.ca.
You will not catch me staring at the sun. dum-dum, not turning round to run. No hallelujahs and no kingdom comes. So you will not catch me staring at the sun. Do you hear that front door? That's the sound of strength in numbers. V-V-5-5-4-4-5. I smell the blood of a million sons. A million daughters from 100,000 guns. Not taught by our teachers on our curriculum. Do you hear that thunder? That's the sound of strength in numbers. Ever been mended by you standing there and saying you're offended? Go ahead, tell them what I've intended. I'll say what I mean, do what I love, and fucking send it. Do you hear that thunder? That's the sound of strength in numbers. There's nothing brave and nothing useful. Scrolling your aggro shit on the walls of the cubicle. Say my race and class ain't suitable. So I raise my pink fist and say black is beautiful. Do you hear that front door? That's the sound of strength in numbers.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of the Monday Nightcap on CILU 102.7. And we just brought you a new one from Idols with Grounds. And I should say, congrats on making it through that first day of the week.
Yeah, and about that Idols song that we just played there, when they released that song, they also announced their new album, Ultra Mono. It's their third album, and it's coming out in September. It's they recorded in Paris with a few different producers, Nick Lanay and Adam Greenspan, and then they also brought in hip hop producer Kenny Beats to do some additional programming on the album. I'm pretty hyped for this one, and how's your week been, Brett?
Week has been same old, same old. I have to say they're starting to blend together a little bit, but back on the job hunt a bit, thinking. You know, we've still got 2 months of summer for sure. I can't believe it's this far into June, but wouldn't mind as soon as this foot is healed. Like, as soon as my ankle's good, I'm ready to just try to get back out there and get... This has been too much downtime, I think, for me personally.
That's fair enough. I can't deal with too much downtime either. I need to always be up to something, whether it's working or playing guitar or... Bring in music to you listeners here on the Monday Nightcap. It was a great week for new music, and we actually, this next block is going to be three all new, pretty much brand new, released within the last month songs. And the first one we're going to play is by a band that actually got to do something that most of the world has not been able to do recently. The Beths played a concert in New Zealand on Saturday night, believe it or not.
Which, it makes sense.
In a packed house.
New Zealand has done so well with their containment of it. Isn't it, like, pretty much eradicated there?
It is. I think they actually had, like, a 21-day streak of nobody catching the virus there, so...
I was reading an article, and there was a scare that somebody had actually brought it in. Everybody was freaking out, but there was, like, a negative, I guess, right? So a person didn't actually have COVID, but it's the same kind of situation between New Zealand and Australia as it is for us with the States, where we're kind of like, okay, maybe we'll just keep that border closed a little bit longer there. They're doing the same thing with Australia because Australia wants to open up, easy travel to New Zealand. But do you really want those noisy neighbors coming in?
I don't. If I was in New Zealand right now, I don't think I'd want to risk losing fantastic concerts by the Beths. And the Beths have also got a new album coming out in July. It's coming out on July 10th, and it's called Jump Rope Gazers. We're going to play the new single from that one. It's called Out of Sight. You're tuned in to the Monday Nightcap on CILU 102.7.
Someone told me I'm what a sign means.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the Monday Nightcap on CILU 102.7. That last one you heard there was Pills by Gum Country off of their brand new album Somewhere, which came out this Friday, and a fun kind of shoegazy album. Obviously, the lead singer and guitarist is Courtney Garvin, who is also a guitarist in the Courts, kind of with a bit of a similar sound there. So if you enjoy the Courtneys, you would probably enjoy some Gum Country. Before that, we had Hines with Boy off of their brand new album, The Prettiest Curse, that came out a couple weeks ago, quickly becoming one of my favorite albums so far this year. I think it's a bit of a grower. And
I think I read an article about that album, and like the band was talking about like their struggle being a completely like female band in Spain coming out there. I just kind of brushed through it and like put it into my saved folder to read later, but yeah, it seemed like an interesting read.
Really fun album. They kind of up their production values a little bit every time they record an album, I think. And I remember when the first single Riding Solo came out, I was a bit hesitant at first to accept these increased production values and or kind of keyboards and a more polished music, but I think it really works. And this album, a lot of people are saying it's their best one yet. And you know, before this year is out, I might be saying the same thing as well. I think it's pretty much almost just as good as their last one, and the last one was one of my favorite albums that came out in 2018.
That's what always happens, though. Bands will continuously, as they're getting bigger, get better equipment, record better. Just like quality seems to go up. Like if you listen to any of the early Flatliners albums, where it's all more like ska punk, it's just like harsh and grainy. And then you move into the stuff that they're releasing now, and it's like half the time they're doing covers, it's moving more towards like a pop punk kind of thing. But hey, they're getting bigger.
I mean, like, people happens. Eventually mature with their sound, and like it seems like people, as they get older, want to write like sometimes a little bit more introspective material or slower material, branch out.
See, that's it too, because you have to think that like these people are changing over the years too, and they're growing up. Right, like their music's of course going to change with them, so
even thinking about
it's all good. You gotta take everybody for
exactly
what
like even my
out.
Musical taste from now from 5 years ago is not the same. Like it's completely different.
I thought about playing some Nirvana today, and went back to like look through it all, and like, man, I know every single song. I was like, I haven't listened to it for I don't know how many years, but it was just like one of the things you'd have on repeat. The whole reason behind that being that they his guitar from their MTV Unplugged just sold for like $6 million or something.
Really cool.
Yeah. Anyways, we left it out of the show for this week.
But what we didn't leave out
maybe
the
another
show
one
this week is some Hop Along, which I don't think we've ever played on the show before yet, have we?
This is a nightcap first, that is true. And then we've got a fairly new one from Snail Mail. This was released 2020, I think. I'll come back to you with that after the break. This is the nightcap on CILU 102.7.
8:45. Dream just escaped me again. Over breakfast, I could hear you in the garage, building in sakes. I know they're not commanders, but I'm a coffee. I know they're not, they wanna come inside and speak with me. At the door came a knock. Why did
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Foundry at 242 Red River Road, open 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Monday to Saturday, featuring folk and Mondays, karaoke Tuesdays, trivia Wednesdays, open stage Thursdays, and live music weekends. Find out more at thefoundrypub.com. The Thunder Bay Symphony Orchestra. Log on to tbso.ca or call 626-TBSO for details on the 2019-2020 season and how to get tickets. The Lakehead University Student Union, promoting action, advocacy, and service by bringing you student centers. Learn more by visiting their office in the tunnels of the student center or by logging on to lusu.ca.
And welcome back, everybody. You just heard Dead Soft with Everything off their 2014 album, Dead Soft. For that, we had The Second Most Beautiful Girl in the World. That was the latest one from Snail Mail. I was wrong. It didn't come out this year. That was 2019, but still, it's new. And we opened up that block with an older one from Hopalong with The Knock, and that was off their 2015 album, Painted Shut.
Yeah, that's a fun one. That I had never actually listened to any Hopalong before in my life, and that's something that's going to change in the next week, I think.
Yeah, it finding new music every week and have this show to thank for it, have all the other shows on CILU too. Whenever I get a chance and need something in the background, it's great to tune into it, and you always find something different. And listening to different shows too, especially things that aren't always your main genre of choice, you can find some just awesome music.
Yeah, exactly. Tunes that you wouldn't necessarily listen to on your own accord, per se. I know Welcome Home's been starting to release new episodes again, and that's a show that I always look forward to every Saturday. It's fun, but even though the songs are a little bit slower and less in my wheelhouse, as you said right there, that's, you find some awesome songs that way.
Yeah.
And speaking of songs that are, I guess gonna come back with a new song here, and from a band that hasn't put anything out since 2009, and this is their latest single, and people are saying it's pretty much just as good as the old stuff. It's got a really cool drum beat to it. The band Doves with their new single Carousels on CILU 102.7.
break you down.
And you're back on the nightcap on CILU 102.7. That last one there was The Mess Up by DZ Death Rays off of their EP No Sleep, and that was one of their very early recordings. Kind of a maybe an iconic music video for those that have seen it, but not necessarily the most popular band outside of Australia.
I think that was like before 2008, 2009 too, or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, it came out around that time, yeah. Before that, we had Dumb with Club Nights, and that's their latest album, which came out in 2019. That was Beef Hits, and before that, we had the New Doves with Carousels. Got some Canadian ones coming up after, and we're going to kick it off with a little bit of pop with Sibling Rivalry here on CILU 102.7.
Sweat. I don't wanna be fucking tall.
And welcome back, everybody. You just heard some Soccer Mommy with Your Dog. Before that, we had the Flatliners with Resurrection of the Year. And we opened that block with Sibling Rivalry by Pup. It's two awesome Canadian punk artists there in a row. So you're welcome for that one, guys.
Yeah, a lot of fun music there. And that Pup album was probably my favorite album that came out last year. Can't wait to see what they do next.
Oh, yeah.
But still jamming to I think that album's pretty much just turned a year old by now. Morbid Stuff album.
Yeah, it's just about, because it was fairly new when we started the show, so.
Yeah, we were still able to call it new music. Really enjoy that, all three of those songs, actually, there. Been really into Soccer Mommy, too. She's got a great album out this year as well. And Brett, what are you doing after we record this episode?
Well, after, I'm going to try to make calamari for the first time. So we'll see how that goes. I've been kind of itching to do that. We just, on a whim, decided to buy that the other day. So see if we burn the house down, deep frying something. Who knows? Maybe, maybe not. But yeah, we're going to end with a favorite this week. There's one line in particular standing out to me. In the motions and the things that you say, it all will fall right into place. And I've been feeling that life, the plan and everything, it's been really up in the air recently for a lot of people, and it's hard to look forward with any real certainty about what's happening. And as much as it seems that you're kind of like looking through the glass at people that you think have things figured out, they're probably just in as much of the dark as you are, and just kind of, I don't know, throw a rock through that window. This is Modest Mouth with Gravity Rides Everything. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of the Monday Nightcap on CILU 102.7. And as always, congrats on making it through that first day of the week.
Place as fruit drops, flesh insects.